Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone. Sorry for the delay, but we're working out some sound things. We've had our share of those in the last couple of weeks. A lot of rain here, and we have phone lines still down. It works. Our phone number is 888 number is up and running. 888-663-6386. One of the hazards of living out in the country, the only hazard, other than deer and raccoons and stuff, is that if you're not hardwired and all of that as you are in the city, it's be a challenge for speed and stuff, but we think the benefits are well worth it, and so we deal with it. We've been out here about 20 years. Out in the country, west of Austin, Texas, in Dripping Springs, and we're live every morning, 9 to 11 o'clock, OneRadioNetwork.com. Next hour, gentleman who is a physicist, a psychiatrist actually, and he's done some really deep searching into the New England Journal of Medicine, go figure, and he said they're cooking the books on a lot of stuff. We're shocked. So we'll talk to him next hour. First up this morning, this will be fun. I've known this fellow's companies forever. When I started in the food business in 1988, back in the days when I had Mom's Spaghetti Sauce, Paul Schulich, he beat me by a few years and began New Chapter I think in the 70s. We'll find out. And really an interesting man, a master herbalist. He's now doing some skin stuff, so I'm sure we'll have a fun conversation with Paul Schulich. Mr. Schulich, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. It's great to be with you here. Can you hear my voice well enough?
Well, I could choose to use some more volume, but if this, I got you all the way up, and you got me all the way up, and that's where we are. Let's try this. Let's see if people can hear you okay. I got you all the way up. Well, God love you. It's just a really pleasure to talk to you. I mean, boy, back in the days when all this stuff was getting started and there was only one Whole Foods, you and I were both in the business, right, in the 80s. When did you start New Chapter?
I started making New Chapter products in 1982.
82. Oh.
After I had been in the natural foods business, I had a health food store in Lexington, Massachusetts in 1979. And that was the fertile ground of learning from thousands and thousands of people what it was that was ailing them and what would work and what wouldn't work to help them feel better.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. So that was back, I guess, when even back when Whole Foods was just starting, right? I mean, I think their first store, wasn't it, John Mackey?
There was no Whole Foods. In 1979, there were
Good Food Company or something like that, or
I'm sorry,
Good Food Company or one of those, and
yeah,
I think they started in 1981 or so in Austin, didn't they? 1980.
Yeah, they may have been a small Whole Foods, but not like the conglomerate that we see today.
Oh no, of course they were only one store, right? No.
Yeah,
10th and Lamar. I remember it. I worked there actually years ago too. In between radio stuff, yeah. So good for you. So New Chapter, I mean, really quite a company. You had that for how long before you sold it?
I sold it. I started making products in 1982, and I sold it in 2012 to Procter & Gamble. So do the math. That's a good that's a good 30 years.
It's a good run.
And it was quite a ride. Many people, Patrick, didn't know. I didn't really want to sell New Chapter. I wanted to keep going, but I had partners who had every right to want to sell, and so that it sold, and I didn't have to continue to work with Procter & Gamble, but mm-hmm. it was my hope that they would continue with the mission, mm-hmm. and so we did that for about 6 years.
I see.
And, mm-hmm. and then we felt like it was time to move on.
Yeah, I understand. So, Paul, at the very beginning, I think you trained with who's the herbalist you trained with? John Christopher, right?
It was Dr. John Christopher. Yes, yeah. Just a brilliant, inspirational figure who was probably the leading naturopath in the United States at the time.
So you got the idea. Then we'll just do an herbal company, and then that's how you started. Just started small.
Yeah, I think what happened was is that there was just very few herbal companies in the United States that were making medicinal herbals. And I had this really weird idea that I took from Dr. Christopher. He said, what you need to do to make the best herbal extracts is you set them on the new moon and you press them on the full moon. So what we did was we would make this 2-week cycle, we would make our herbal extracts for the month. And we named our company New Moon Extracts. And unfortunately, people thought I was a follower of Reverend Moon. Uh-huh. And that didn't work out. And people also didn't like taking herbal tinctures at the time or extracts. So I had to figure out a way to give people the incredible benefit of herbs. So I chose, since people were not getting the benefits they thought they should get from taking vitamins and minerals because it was making their stomachs upset,
yeah.
I chose to make vitamins and minerals in the form of fermented food and then blended herbal extracts into powdered extracts into the fermented vitamins and minerals. And that was the birth in 1986 of New Chapter.
My goodness.
And and so then it was a 20 plus year history, and we became the leading supplement company in the natural products industry.
Off to the races. Good for you, boy.
Yeah, it was a thrilling ride, and and one that I think may have benefited quite a few people.
You're getting a little closer to the microphone. You're sounding better, so whatever you just did, just do more of it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Do whatever you do. Paul Schulich is here. You've probably seen his New Chapter things. It's so fun to talk to somebody who is right there in the, you know, at the beginning of all of this. Do you remember, Paul, when you, in 86, were there any other herbal companies even around, I mean, national, that our listeners and myself, we might know the names of? I don't.
Thank you, Patrick. There was one that I was head-to-head with.
Yeah.
And it was Herb Farm.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so Ed Smith's company, Ed has since, obviously, I think, sold his company.
Mm-hmm.
But Herb Farm was the leading competition for me. And then Rick Scalzo from Gaia worked for me in my health food store in Lexington, Massachusetts. He branched off, as you may know, into Gaia Herbs a few years later. But we are contemporaries, and Rick is off and doing some wonderful work now elsewhere.
But Herb Farm back there, Paul, they were doing tinctures. So somehow the tincture thing was still passable for a lot of people, I guess.
I also had another in impact where around that time, the Food and Drug Administration in the early 80s was particularly challenging to small herb companies.
Mm-hmm.
And since I called some of my herbal products, one of my products I called Tongue Ease. And another product I called Unnerve.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Patrick, we can both scratch our heads. They believed those were drug claims, and they visited my home, a couple of agents from the FDA, and they said they were going to threaten me with imprisonment because I was practicing medicine without a license.
Really?
Yeah, so it was an exciting time for us back then.
What year was this when they came to your home?
That was like 1983 or 84.
My goodness.
And so I had to make a choice. Do I want to go to prison, or do I want to sell these Unnerve and Tummies?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was why I chose to take somewhat innocuous but extremely beneficial herbs. And it's what I call the Trojan horse effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I would insert the incredibly values of herbs, but not in the vein of any inkling that they may even help you. Because even still, obviously today, the drug lobby is so strong and outnumbers the herbal lobby mm-hmm. in Congress. So you really still, we are handcuffed and handicapped to make appropriate claims about how some of our herbs and supplements can actually compete effectively with modern pharmaceuticals.
Very interesting. So today, I mean, can herb companies, it seems to me they make all kinds of claims online and stuff, but how does it stand now with herb companies? What can they say? They can't say this is good for your tummy or you can help you sleep?
I mean, that's great. Yes, they well, there's this amazing company that most people have heard of called Amazon. And because there's this thing called customer reviews, and there's also this thing called freedom of speech and freedom to write, people can give both negative and positive reviews. So if you look up like one of the best selling herbal formulations that I created it for when I was at New Chapter is called Zyphelmen. If you go in there, you'll see a few thousand reviews, of which 90% are like 5 stars. And in there, you'll see, oh, I was on Humira, or I was on Remicade, or I was on NSAIDs and gold salts and methotrexate. And I can't believe it, but I'm all better now. And so the veil has been somewhat pierced. And then also because the FDA is limited in terms of its enforcement priorities, a lot of companies are saying stuff that would not have been said 20 or 30 years ago. But there's a problem with that too, which is that, for example, the best example I can think of is that mushrooms, which have incredible healing potential, like reishi, 3/4 of the reishi that's on the marketplace today is not even reishi. So consumer beware in the sense of, yeah, there's claims and yeah, there's products, but you don't really know that clearly what those products are.
And how do you know that much of the reishi is just not even reishi? How do you know that, Paul?
How do I know?
Yeah,
that
how do you know? Yeah, how do you know that that's a what you just said is true? That's really interesting number. 3/4 of it just really isn't reishi. That's crazy. What's up with that?
Shocking.
I know. I'm shocked.
The United States Pharmacopeia or scientists from the USP did a DNA fingerprinting and mm-hmm. and basically studied what Ganoderma lucidum should look like, or traditionally known as Ling Z, and lo and behold, the vast majority of the product was not that. And then, so as much as I'm a critic of the pharmaceutical business, you know, they'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars to bring their isolated compound to market. But for the most part, and then, you know, there's also the issue of how much of their science has been doctored in the name of greed. But all that out of the way, for the most part, when you're taking a generic aspirin, you know you're getting aspirin. You're not getting mm-hmm. dust in the United States, and you're not getting some other compound.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
with herbs, you got to be careful, and you got to use very reputable companies, and where there's incredibly good quality control.
Yeah. Well, one of our trademarks is know the source, and I think it's really mission critical now. I had no idea. Paul is doing some really cool things with skincare now, and we're going to talk about that and give us some ideas on how you can look cuter if that's possible, because you're looking pretty cute this morning, whatever. But so stay right there. My name is Patrick Timpone. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. We'll visit with Paul Schulich until around 10 o'clock Central, and then we're gonna talk with a gentleman who's done some digging into the New England Journal of Medicine, and he says it ain't all what they say it is. So somebody's cooking the books. Wayne Blakely, you have a wide variety of different products that we promote. I think there's 14 different ones, if that's correct. Why so many? I mean, isn't a probiotic just a probiotic?
No, there is well known. There's 28 probiotics out there that all help the body.
Mm-hmm.
That really help the body. They're supposed to be in a healthy human being, including the bacilluses, which are the lactic acid producers. They produce food nutrients. And then there's bifidobacterium that helps form the molecules correctly. So there's different aspects of what you need, like, for instance, alfalfa. Alfalfa is a great product. It's got high in vitamin K, high in vitamin A, and it's totally safe to consume alfalfa. The problem with alfalfa is it's hard to digest. So we take alfalfa, pre-digest it into amino acids, enzymes, amino acids, so our body can assimilate it much quicker. It's great for vascular system, bone production, things like this.
Oh, that's great. Alfalfa, that's just one of the many products you'll see in this store, the Living Streams products on OneRadioNetwork.com. These really are good ones. Wayne had a young child with autistic behavior maybe, I don't know, 25 years ago, and, you know, he just wasn't getting anywhere, you can imagine, back then. And so he just started working, and he's an amazing researcher. And, you know, he began developing these things to help his child. And I think his young fellow is about 95% there, according to all of his faculties and the way he can function in planet Earth, which is pretty cool. And he really attributes a lot of it to the probiotics because of the gut biome and you know, the way it all works. And he's got some really good ones. They're all living, the Living Streams, hence, and they're all kind of human, made for humans. And he's got the multi-blend, he's got the minerals, and really nice products. You can put the multi-blend and maybe the minerals or a couple other things in your water when you have your meal, and helps everything work. People are having really great success. My stomach and everybody, and colon, especially colon and all that, is happier than it's ever been. And I've been around the planet 72 times, something like that. So these are good ones, and they're all in our store. So if we can help you with any information, you can call Marilyn, 360-912-2981, 360-912-2981. She works with Wayne, and she can give you some help. Here's a short explanation how this product, Pearlseum, works with our teeth from Dr. Rulin Zhu.
So basically, when you brush your teeth with the pearl, make your existing teeth stronger and also filling up, because our teeth is being harmed every day by what we eat. It can become porous or weak, even loose part of the bones. So when you brush teeth with the Pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
So it's actually stimulating new growth on the teeth in a natural way and not painting something over it?
It is very natural. It makes existing teeth stronger. New growth of the bone, it is very beautiful color. You know, it's kind of like a pearl. And especially the pearl is a crystal. And so when you grow the bone, it's the most healthy way.
Yeah, we love this product. Give it a try if you'd like. Click on the Pearlseum ad on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. We have it set up to go to the 2 container where you get a nice discount. But if you only want one to start, just click over to the single bottle and get that one. It's the Pearlseum, the ad right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. And right now they're out of the powder. We are out of the powder. It should be any day now, but you go ahead and get the capsules. They're the same thing. Just open up the capsules, plunk them on your toothbrush, and then you can take them internally more easily as well, when we recommend, or break them open, and you can put them in some face cream. It's really nice for the face. Pearl's been used in Ayurveda medicine and Chinese medicine for forever, you know, ever, as strength and beauty. It's really a great, great, great product. And I can tell you, check it out. Your teeth will never look as nice as they do when you brush with this pearl. I mean, they're kind of pearly. not this white, you know, Hollywood thing where you're bleaching. It's a really, really great product. So check it out on our website.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Master Herbalist Paul Schulich is here, new chapter. He was back there long, long ago, and now he's getting into the old face cream thing. Paul, I'm real curious. You see like a product that's kind of touted to be maybe, you know, for the liver or something, and there's so many different herbs like milk thistle, dandelion, I don't know, probably know a bunch of them that the liver likes. How does that work when you formulate a product? I mean, how do you know, as you smush them all together, say, well, this is good. How do you know that it even works? I've always curious about that.
A great question. There's a term that the listeners may be familiar with called organoleptic. And the term refers to our senses of taste and smell and feel. And one of the things that I think anybody that's formulating has to be able to do is they've got to have a good organoleptic capability. They've got to be able to smell it, taste it, feel it. And you know what's interesting, Patrick, is the more I have studied particularly the skin, the more the organoleptic means to me, because the skin, unbeknownst to me a year plus ago or 2 years ago, I didn't know that my skin could actually see, and that my skin could actually hear, and that my skin could actually taste and smell, and that my skin could produce melatonin, and could produce dopamine, and could produce serotonin. And so the more we become sensitive and the more we learn how to listen, listening is an absolutely critical piece. And you just don't listen with your ears. Mm-hmm. You listen with your eyes and you listen with your skin. And one of the core practices for me is meditation. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time, probably 3 hours a day at least, in meditation. And so between that and then I don't watch TV, but I do read studies. So between the studies and intuition and listening, I think that when I hold dandelion in my hand and I taste dandelion or I taste milk thistle, I know what it tastes like. They taste bitter. They have a very enlivening feeling. And I can understand when my liver might be sluggish from maybe having a little bit too much pasta one night. I can really appreciate how that dandelion could stimulate the flow of bile. And I also can understand, I don't want too much of it because I'm going to have then too much bile and I'll be running to the bathroom. So it's a matter of practice like anything else. Like, how does someone become a good carpenter? You've got to hammer a lot of nails. So when you become an herbalist, you basically work and live with your herbs.
My goodness. So you're smelling and tasting and I guess there's a lot of classic combinations that have been used for years that come into the recipe as well that you would probably learn from Dr. Christopher and others.
Yes. And it was those practices, but there's really nothing like your own experience. And in the early days, in my health, like I said, in 1979, I was seeing somewhere 40, 50 people every day and 6 days a week back then. And it was not just, try my combination of valerian and hops, but then they would come back and say, I took 20 drops of it and it didn't work, but I took 30 drops of it and it worked. Well, and then I would say, I took 10 drops and it worked. So it's the working with thousands of people that teaches the herbalist, there's a range here. And there's a quality here to the valerian and the hops. And if I buy hops and valerian from this farm in Oregon, it's going to be a lot better than if I buy the valerian and hops from this place in wherever, in Florida.
Yeah.
So, and that is in itself a science, is to where is the best herb being picked? What is the best herb to be chosen? How are you combining those herbs? And then what is the individual impact from the person that's experiencing it, and how to prepare them, and how to be aware of the entire mind-body relationship? Because that's another whole feature, the whole what's referred to as the nocebo effect and the placebo effect, and how one can maximize your customer or your patient or your client. How do you maximize their experience? So if I'm giving you ginger and I just give it to you, you'll probably have a nice effect at stimulating digestion. But then if I say, hey, Patrick, this ginger I harvested from my farm in Costa Rica, where I grew it not just organically, but I grew it biodynamically so that it would be regenerative agriculture and it would deliver this unique blue ring, which delivers a very high level of a proteolytic enzyme called zingibane, and it's going to have an amazing impact on your digestive system. What a huge difference that is. It's exactly the same material, but I have just employed your best friend and my best friend, which is your mind. I don't look at the placebo effect as a negative thing. I look at the mind impact as an extremely positive feature. So when I listen to your interview of the Pearl product and the fermented alfalfa product, both of those products I wanted to take because of the description. I'm gonna visit the website and get those products because they were intriguingly embellished. But if someone just said, hey, here's some Pearl powder or here's some, you know, fermented alfalfa powder, I probably wouldn't either buy it or I may not even notice anything from it.
Very interesting.
Now that I know my teeth are going to get brilliantly white like a pearl, or my digestive system will be enhanced by all the bioactives of fermentation and just these unique probiotics are used, I'm all yours.
That's right. Well, good sales folks, they say, are the easiest ones to sell, you know. That's what I've always,
well said.
I've often heard, you know, I buy stuff. You know, it's fun because I'm sure you did it with your herbal people, and we do it now. We just pick a few folks to promote and know the people and you know, get to know them. And it's fun, you know, just talking to them and trusting them, and they'll tell you about a new product and what they go through to do it, you know, just like you did with your company. I think it makes it more fun. And I suspect that it works better on people because they kind of know the people that they're dealing with. Yeah. Really?
I have no doubt. You can take people who go to the gym,
yeah,
and you could take people who imagine they are going to the gym. Now, obviously, you need a little bit of gym time, but even if you imagine that you are going to the gym, you start building muscles. So it is the power of the mind can never be underestimated.
Yeah. Paul Schulich is with us. If you'd like to join the show, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So now I hear that you're moving into the skin. Are you going to do a whole skin line too, products? Or just talk? Yeah, are you?
Yes, I am, Patrick.
Good for you. Did you just get tired of working for the last 35 years, so now you want to do it again?
I look at myself as a painter, like an herbalist. So it's the only thing I really know how to do, and it's my way to contribute. And people, for the most part, have felt really good when I make things for them. So I'm a huge believer in what's referred to as connection. And the more we feel connected, the healthier we are. So it's somewhat of a selfish act by giving to you, like St. Francis said, it is through giving that we receive.
Mm-hmm.
So by helping you, I end up feeling better.
Yeah.
So it's sympathetic health. And so the skin is the largest organ system of the body. I love the ad or the conversation you had about alfalfa. Alfalfa is really hard to digest, but when you ferment it, it gets better. So you talked earlier about the gut microbiome, in that piece. Very few people are aware of the incredible opportunity of nourishing the skin microbiome, and just the interaction between the skin microbiome and the gut microbiome and the skin cells. So I am using all of my experience to maximize those connections. And I'm like a kid in a candy store, Patrick. I am having so much fun making these products. It's just like, it doesn't feel like work.
Isn't that interesting? So what have you learned about the skin in doing this research that our listeners could take away, even if they never see your product, but they hope we do someday, to take care of their skin?
I think one of the most important messages or lessons that I've learned is just how sentient or aware this system is that covers our body, this membrane that is keeping us safe in the universe. It keeps us safe from solar radiation and from too much oxygen, which breaks down cells and bacteria and viruses and fungi and all those other beings in the universe. And this membrane, which is as divine as could be, is incredibly aware and conscious, and as much of a miracle as any other organ system. Like when we look at our eyes, and I peer out from my eyes right now, Patrick, if the moment I reflect on what is happening in my eyes, I feel a little uptick in this three neurochemicals, serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin. All three of those feel-good neurochemicals uptick when I think, oh my goodness, look what's happening when I'm looking out at these trees with my eyes, the green, the life. And that's why you can just look outside at nature and feel uplifted. So in many ways, I feel that way when I think of now, after I've studied the skin over the past couple of years, I realize that the skin is immensely aware, and that when I can, if I use the technologies of fermentation and supercritical extraction, I can facilitate communication. And we know that disconnection, there's an old Chinese proverb, where there is pain, there is no connection. Where there is connection, there is no pain. And essentially, we can learn that through connection, if we build the connection between our skin microbiome and our cells and our body, we can build a maximum skin health. And that is then going to communicate to the rest of your body that everything is okay. And you can get out of fight, flight, and freeze. And that is the state that many of us have gotten ourselves into because of disconnection and what might be called a nature deficit disorder. Too little nature, too much computer time.
So it makes sense in the soul-mind-body connection, which I know that you've studied in your meditations. I'm sure you've looked into deeply, that we can create everything from cancers to irritable bowel and all kinds of things with just thinking, with just worry and angst and stuff. So it must affect our skin as well, what we think and what we believe.
Oh, that's an amazing, hundreds if not thousands of stories that are on the internet of people's mind-body relationship. Just think about it. You think about Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just think
right.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. Yeah. I mean, How's that possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have one thought.
Yeah.
Someone says, oh, you remember Aunt Millie when she came over and mm-hmm. gave you mm-hmm. the brownies? And all of a sudden, you get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Your skin gets all excited. And now just take the opposite of that and think about a very painful event in your life. And you could feel your skin, or if you become sensitive enough, you'll feel the opposite of a goosebump, which is the beginning of eczema or the beginning of atopic dermatitis. And then you start secreting more sebum, and you start creating the likelihood of acne because you're under more stress. And the stories are abounding. And then obviously it relates to diet. It affects our exercise levels. Everything is interrelated.
So is the skin then an expression, Paul, of everything in our blood and our everything?
Beautiful.
Everything?
Yes, it is. It's a reflection of, to a great extent, it's a reflection of us.
Huh.
And one of the notions that I'm trying to impact, Patrick, is also our notion of beauty. I think that we think of beauty in the Western world as a 20-plus-year-old individual who's quote-unquote has all the symmetric features mm-hmm. that reflects youth and beauty.
Right.
However, I believe there's also a 70-year-old beauty and an 80-year-old beauty and a 90-year-old beauty.
Yeah.
And that is skin that is communicating, skin that is healthy, skin that is connected with the other organ systems of the body.
It's really, really very nice. Paul Schulich is with us, and we're going to continue and learn more about what he's going to do in the skin, and we're going to take a few emails and continue on OneRadioNetwork.com. This fellow that I've known for a long time, Brandon Amalani, he used to work with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival, and then Brandon went on his own after many years working with Daniel and to do Shen Blossom, and he also works now with Blue Shield. And this is technology out of Australia, and we've talked so much about the challenges of electromagnetic fields from mainly Wi-Fis, which we don't really recommend in your home. We like to encourage you to hardwire, and of course, cell phone towers, and they're pretty much everywhere, unless you get out here in the country like me and you don't have a cell phone, or and then 5G coming up, and who knows what that may be. Maybe this will never get off the ground. But anyway, this is some technology that you might consider having one in your home. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against sure. electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better. And oh. the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code OneRadio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data. The number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And be careful, there's a lot of them out there that look like ours, the one we promote and we have been for, what, 10 years now, 11 years? And they look like it, but it's not the same thing. They just got some heaters and who knows. But these get very hot. They also get the far infrared technology. This was created in Taiwan Medical University, and they've won awards for the technology. These things are really, really nice. You'll sweat a lot, and they've done tests where you can do a urine analysis and do the sauna for 30 minutes, and then do the urine again, and you'll see more heavy metals and yuck stuff coming out of the urine just after 30 minutes in the sauna. So it's just not the extraction of the sweat and the stuff in the sweat, but it's also in your urine, and I suspect it'd be other yuck stuff goes out with the liver and the bile and the colon and the feces. I don't know about that. I would think. Who knows? But these are great units. Just email me and I'll hook you up. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll give you the good price. And we ship all over the world, by the way.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
You've probably seen New Chapter products. Paul Schulich is here. He created this great, great company long ago, and now he's going into the skin care kind of business. What's the name of you have a name for your product line?
Yes, it's called For the Biome, BIOME.
Oh.
And biome means community. And a microbiome is a microscopic beauty, a microscopic community, and a global biome is the world that we all live in. So it is our aspiration, Patrick, that we are building this new enterprise for the global biome. So we're forging relationships with Drawdown and the climate reversal movements. And so we have a very strong aspiration to be a great participation in a positive movement, both for the global biome and for the microscopic one.
That's pretty cool. So are you going to sell online and retail or all of the above?
Well, all of the above.
Yeah, going to do it all. Yeah.
We will leverage our relationships that we've had for almost 40 years in brick and mortar, but we will also be on the internet as well.
I guess you found some herbs that will be in these products that are really happy for the skin? Skin gets happy?
There's a few of them, and some of them are well known.
Mm-hmm.
The least known would be an algae, but the algae produces a pigment called astaxanthin, which people are becoming more familiar with. But still, if you go on the streets of many cities, many people are still unaware. They'll be aware of vitamin C or vitamin E, but they may not be aware of astaxanthin. And vitamin C serums are extremely popular, but in my assessment, astaxanthin is a far superior protective for the skin and for the microbiome. But I would say it's interesting, one of the keys for me is the use of studied strains of probiotics to ferment some of the champion herbs like ashwagandha and turmeric, and converting those compounds or those herbs into biologically active and really impactful healing and nutritive agents to the skin. So that's really, to a great extent, a lot of the innovation. I'm working a lot with mushrooms. Reishi, as I mentioned, that reason why I know that 75% of the mushrooms aren't, 75% of the reishi is not reishi, is because of the science that I've studied to make sure that the reishi that I ferment and that I deliver in our products will be the true reishi, so that it can have all the regenerative properties.
Oh, cool. Skin. So a lot of it's going to be fermentation.
Correct. It'll be fermentation, which is, to me, I wrote a book about 25 years ago. I wrote a book called Life Bridge with Tom Newmark and Dr. Richard Sarnat. And that book details all of the amazing benefits of fermentation. So taking and when I was at Procter & Gamble and with New Chapter, they did incredible research showing that when you ferment aloe or you ferment turmeric, you actually greatly enhance the cell protective capabilities. So I am now taking that to the next generation and using particular strains that will even maximize that effect more.
Oh, that's cool. Now, is it all going to be topical, or are you going to have internal things for the skin as well?
They're starting out as topical, and then in about a little over 12 months, I will be going back into ingestibles again and giving these. You asked something at the very beginning, Patrick, which is relevant to how do we know what to use or what to take for our skin?
Yeah.
And one of the principles would be, would you be willing to eat it? And when you look at the vast amount of skin or topical products, and you read the labels, and you don't have the slightest idea what half the ingredients are or what they do, and you certainly wouldn't eat them. The beauty of the products that I'm creating now is that you literally could eat them, and they're certified organic, so they're even better.
I see. Here's an email from Juan, wants to know about scar tissue. Ideas on how I can help get rid of scar tissue, and are you going to have any products that will work with that?
I don't have anything specifically designed for scar tissue, but a number of the herbs, and particularly with the fermentation, hyaluronic acid is well known to enhance skin cell proliferation and aid in wound healing. And so depending upon the degree to which the scar has formed but the idea of promoting through fermentation hyaluronic acid, that would be a incredibly valuable ingredient. And the aloe that we use has very high levels of a polysaccharide called acemannan.
Yeah.
And that particular one is very, very effective. It's what I think many scientists would say gives aloe its reputation of its healing impact. But as I studied the field, just like with reishi, many of the reishis weren't reishi. Many of the aloes, I could buy aloe for $50 a kilo that's certified organic, but I spend $225 a kilo because of very high levels of this polysaccharide that promote healing. So to whatever degree healing can be promoted, that's the way it would work. There's another fermentation metabolite called sphingomyelinase that generates ceramides, which are very important for wound healing and for healthy skin.
Oh, very, very nice. Here's an email. This is so interesting because I'm going to ask about it. From Jeremy, wants to know if Paul has ever used his own urine on his skin. It works wonders for me, and I'm wondering if urea, which is in most skincare products, if he's going to have that, and is that from urine? Isn't it a great question? I think it's terrific. Yeah, I'm glad he brought that up because I had urea here on my list to ask about.
That's a fascinating question, and one that I have not, personally, I haven't experimented with urine, although through the years, I had many colleagues who would advocate drinking their urine for its health benefits. So, and they were compelling salespeople, but not quite enough to get me to drink my urine. So I think it's in the zone, but it's not something that I have contemplated.
So, but why do we see so much urea? Is it Paul? Is it urea and all the skin things?
I mean, I haven't studied it.
Oh, you haven't.
But it's my understanding that it has antioxidative capability, so that it would protect the acid mantle of the skin and give it additional protection. But it's not something that I have actively studied.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, all the best with this new company. When are your products out there? When are you launching?
We'll be launching in mid-August, in about 2 months. And I invite listeners to go to For the Biome and sign up. And we will be giving regular updates and blogs and information that I think will be tantalizing and hopefully enlightening.
Well, knowing what you have done, with New Chapter, what you did for so many years, and after talking to you, boy, we'd sure be interested if you ever do some kind of affiliate thing and promoting your product. We'd sure be interested in looking at them, because it sounds great fun, and people love to look good and look shiny and everything.
Thank you, Patrick. And from the products that you are bringing to the public's attention, from the EMF protection to the fermentation product to the tooth product, every one of them sounds really, really fascinating.
Well, thanks for your...
So I would be honored to be amongst those.
Thanks for your kind words. We'll keep in touch and let us know. All right, sir, have the best day in Vermont. It must be beautiful this time of the year.
Oh, this is prime time here. Yeah. We are people, this is when everybody comes to Vermont. They love to come here for skiing, but this is beauteous time.
All right, sir. All the best to you, and may
thank you, Patrick. Yeah. I really appreciate your service. Thank you.
May the blessings be. Paul Schulich. Wow. Yeah. What a nice fellow, huh? Well, now we can see of how, why, and the whole New Chapter did so well with the fellow with that state of consciousness and the way he did things. Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Well, we are going to, let's see, we're going to Skype now. Where are we going? Got to find my way here. Find my way. I got too many buttons in front of me. Let's do this and then we'll. Stephen Buhner, master herbalist, wrote an entire book on pine pollen. Previously, we asked him, what's the difference between gathering some pine pollen, eating that, and then maybe taking Sir Thrival pine pollen and the grape alcohol, the tincture? What's the difference in the body?
Okay, the difference is pine pollen is probably one of the best nutrient food substances on the earth. And you see, it's made to be uptaken by all of the life around it. All of the other plants take it in and use it for growth. Many of the animals eat it, and it's a very nutrient substance. If you eat it, what happens is it goes through your GI tract and then puts it into the bloodstream, and there's a lot of great stuff in it. I mean, it's really high in amino acids and protein and vitamins, so it's a very magnificent substance. It's kind of a nutrient longevity tonic food, and it will over time raise levels, but if you really want to raise them fast, you don't want to let it go through your GI tract, hence the use of a tincture.
And you can click and order this great product right on our website. Any of these are Thrival links. Take you right to the pine pollen and order away. OneRadioNetwork.com.